So our retreat today for this time will focus on four foundations of mindfulness. And for a practitioner, a Dharma practitioner, we all understand it's important to cultivate mindfulness, sati. But how can we develop or cultivate mindfulness? There are four objects, or there are four foundations for a practitioner yogis to develop the mindfulness. What are the four? First one, body. Kaya nupasana sati patthana. The second one, feelings. Vedana nupasana sati patthana. The third one, mind, or different mental states. Anger state of mind, greed state of the mind, and so on. We call citta nupasana sati patthana. And the fourth, dhamma nupasana sati patthana. Therefore, there are four foundations for a practitioner yogi to develop their mindfulness. So please repeat after me. Body, feelings, mind, and dhamma. Okay, so remember these four. And these four are always with us, right? The body is always with us. The feeling is always with us. We have pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling. And different state of the mind is always with us. For example, restless mind. Slow and topper and so on. It's always with us. And the Dhamma, including the five hindrances, occasionally with us. So when they arise in your mind, you must call your mindfulness, sati, to be aware of them. This is the practice. When the body, whatever sensation that arise in the body, or the different feelings that arise in the body and different states of the mind that arise in the body or dhamma that arise, you must call upon your mindfulness, your sati, to be just aware of their arising. This is the practice. Okay? And for today, since it's the first day, so we start with kaya nupasana sati patthana, contemplation of the body. Why we start with the contemplation of the body? Because body is more gross compared with feelings and mind. Body is very gross. So to start with, we start with the gross type of object rather than the subtle one. Okay. So under body contemplation, there are several objects of meditation. The first one is anapanasati, mindfulness of in-breath and out-breath. So today I'm going to share with you how to practice mindfulness of in-breath and out-breath. In Pali, we call anapanasati. You must know what type of meditation you are meditate upon. Otherwise, when people ask you what type of meditation you practice, you say don't know. That is not okay. It means that you are not sure, you are not clear about what you are doing at this moment. Okay? So what is this practice? Anapanasati. Okay, please repeat. Okay, sati. Sati is mindfulness. Anapana means in-breath and out-breath. So this practice calls upon mindfulness on in-breath and out-breath. So let us understand sati first. What is the meaning of sati? Sati means bare awareness without reaction. For example, you are breathing in and breathing out. Sometimes your breath is long, sometimes your breath is short. And your mindfulness, just you pay bare awareness on the breath without reacting to the breath. Without let your mind liking or rejecting the breath. Just pay bare awareness. Just knowing without any reaction of your mind. This is called sati. Okay? So the method is very easy. Just know you are breathing in, breathing out. And without grasping the breath as I, my, myself. Not grasping the breath as I, mind, myself. Just pay bare awareness on the breath. Okay, so how to start with? Any beginners here? Please pull up your hand. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So, first, I would like to talk a little bit about posture. Okay? Even you are an advanced meditator, you also have to be mindful about some posture. So to sit with, I would like to encourage you not to cross leg. Just sit, put the leg flat on the floor. Basil, can you demonstrate? So no need to cross leg. This posture, no need to cross your leg. This posture can last you for long, long time. But I want to remind you, for the first sitting, you sit in this way. Second sitting, you change leg. One leg in the first sitting, one leg outside. Second sitting, the outside leg put inside. So to balance your spine. Okay? Last time I don't change my leg, so I got spine problem. So I don't want you to repeat the same mistake we have done. So every sitting, change your leg. Don't hold the same posture throughout your retreat. That's not good for your spine. Okay? Okay. But if you want to cross leg, also no problem. If you are used to cross leg, you can sit cross leg, but second sitting, change leg. Okay? This is the posture. And sit straight. Then tilt down a little bit your chin. Don't look up. Tilt down a little bit your chin. Using your eye, look at the tip of the nose. This is the correct posture. And don't tense up the shoulder. Relax the shoulder. Don't tense up the shoulder. And the most important, relax your mind. Don't tense up your mind. Relax your mind and yet alert. Not relax until you fall asleep. Okay? Relax and yet alert. This is the key for success. Okay. Then, once you have finished adjust your posture, second thing, keep your awareness. Your attention under the nostril, then aware of the in-breath and out-breath. We are breathing all the times, right? So just keep your attention under the nostril or in front of your face, around the nose. For somebody, if they put too close attention under the nostril, it causes tension because the object is too subtle, too small. So it causes the mind to be very focused. That causes tension after some times. Therefore, if you have this problem, always tense up while practicing anapanasati, try to avoid paying too tiny spot. But keep your awareness in front of the face, larger area that can reduce your tension. Okay? Then close your eye, mindfully breathing in, breathing out. I would like to suggest you to count the breath. Even though you are begin advanced meditator, because today is the first day, you come from the busy world. In order to calm down your mind, please count your breath. Counting the breath is an effective way to overcome restlessness. So you count, breathing in, breathing out, one. Count up to five enough. Count up to eight too long. Okay? Breathing in, breathing out, two. Breathing in, breathing out, three. Breathing in, breathing out, four. Breathing in, breathing out, five. Enough. Then go back to one again. Sometimes when you count breathing in, breathing out, one, up to three, then you forget the next number. This means that your mind is restless. Then it's a reminder for you that your mind is very restless. You forget a number. Then when you know your mind is restless, this is mindfulness already. Then you can quickly go back to your breath. So without counting, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, your mind wander off, you still don't know. You still do not know you are wander. Your mind is restless. But by counting, when you cannot catch up with the number, then you know your mind is restless. So it's a reminder for you. At that time, you should quickly go back to your breath in order to stay with the breath. This is the benefit of counting. Always remind you your state of the mind, whether you are focused or you are restless. Okay? So please start with counting. Then, this one, the first thing you should do. Second thing you should do is your mind, the observing mind, or your mindfulness. The observing mind accompanied with mindfulness must be very relaxed on the breath. Very relaxed and yet alert on the breath. This is important part for success. For most meditators, especially beginners, including the old meditator, almost everybody has the tendency to focus too strongly on the breath. This is the failure. Why yogis has the tendency to focus too strong on the breath? Because first, they don't want the mind to be restless. So they put a lot of effort to focus on the breath. Which for temporary is okay, but not for long run. You should always remind, check your mind, is it too tense or not? Avoid tense up. Avoid your mind. Avoid tense mind. Okay? Just keep the ordinary awareness or keen awareness on the breath. Then mentally say, breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Count up to five. Okay, I will stop for a while for the interpreter to share in Chinese. Then after that, when you are able to be mindful, when you are able to be mindful of your breath continuously for some times, then some sensation may arise in the body. The pain, the itchiness, stiffness, and so on. Since the first few days, we will focus on concentration practice, samatha. Therefore, we will not shift our attention to the sensation that arises in the body. Okay, so what I mean is When you are mindful of your breath, there are some sensation or some thoughts, thinking, planning, that arise. You know, but you don't go after it. Always be mindful of your breath. You know the mind restless, but come back to the breath. You know your shoulder is painful, but you don't pay attention. For the first 2 days. After that, I will shift you to how to contemplate the feeling. But for the first day, try to learn to ignore whatever arises in the body except your breath. You only have single object of in-breath and out-breath. Learn this one. So when we practice samatha for the first day, second day, we practice pure samatha, pure concentration. Apart from in-breath and out-breath, we will not pay attention to other objects. Okay? So try to ignore the pain. When you ignore it, it will not be so painful. But when you pay attention, you direct pay attention to the pain become more painful, more unbearable. So try to learn to ignore the pain. So throughout the sitting, continue counting your breath until the end of sitting. And do not pay attention to other objects. For walking meditation, it's the same thing. For beginners, I would like to recommend you to synchronize your step with the breath. For example, when you're standing, then you pay attention to the breath. Then you one step go out, right step, then you breathe in or in-breath. Then another step, out-breath. In-breath, out-breath. Don't focus on your step, but focus on your breath. Mentally, you synchronize your breath with the step. In-breath, out-breath, in-breath, out-breath, in-breath, out-breath. Okay? So, during walking meditation, you may not be able to discern the breath as clear as sitting meditation. This is normal because the body is moving. As long as your mind can anchor on the breath, without knowing clearly the breath is enough. Otherwise, your mind will be restless, thinking this, thinking that. Okay? And for the success, of the practice, there's one important point. Constant mindfulness on the breath throughout the day is the key to success. This means that from the very moment you get up from your bed, before you get up, the moment you open your eyes, you should remind yourself to be mindful of your breath. Then on the breath, on the bed, you count, breathing in, breathing out, one, breathing in, breathing out, two. Then, no, start to get up. So when you go to the washroom, also try to focus on your breath. When you go to dining hall, try to focus on your breath. When you are eating, also try to focus on your breath. And whatever you do until you fall asleep at night, if you are able to be mindful of your breath constantly without gap, then within a few days, you will make fast progress. This is very important one. Through our own practice, we know what is the faster way for making progress. So if you are mindful all the time on the breath, you have no time to talk to people, right? Therefore, in this retreat, we emphasize on silent so that you have time to be mindful on your breath throughout the day. Always asking yourself, am I mindful of my breath or not? To remind you. Or while walking or doing other chores, you can count your breath as well. For example, from meditation hall, you walk to the dining hall, you count breathing in, breathing out one. So sometimes you cannot catch up with the number, you forget the number. This means that the mind is not mindful already. It's a reminder for you. You are not mindful. So continue count again. Okay? Even I am advanced meditator, in order to stop my mind from restless, I also count my breath. I would like to encourage you within a sitting, one sitting lasts for 1 hour, try not to change your posture. Because if your mind is constantly aware of your breath, the pain will not manifest. But if it's so painful until it cannot bear, your mind cannot concentrate on the breath anymore because too strong sensation that arise in the body, then you can slowly change your posture. Otherwise, try to sit through the whole sitting. No pain, no gain. Okay? So, for the practice, to endure the pain is a necessary step. No one can avoid it. And lastly, I wish everybody to practice with happy mind. In order to make progress in the concentration practice, happy mind is very important. Because happiness produces concentration. Therefore, sometimes you should arouse your happiness by reflecting, how lucky am I? I have this opportunity to come here and everybody serve me, right? People cook for me, arrange everything for me. I don't have to do anything. Only a few 40 minutes chores as a service you offer to the center. Other thing, everybody, the workers will help you. So how lucky you are be able to come here to practice intensively the precious teaching of the Buddha. So sometimes you should recollect how lucky you are. To arouse some happiness and joy so that your mind can concentrate better. And also try to be mindful of your complaint mind. Complain this and complain that is a sign of anger. Instead, try to be more appreciative. More 感恩, more appreciative to what others have provided to you. To practice continuously for 10 days. Therefore, you must be able to deal your own mental state. Whatever complaint that arises, anger, dissatisfaction, discontent that arise in you, try to ignore them or transform your mind to a better state of the mind. Otherwise, your meditation will not progress. Try to remember one thing. There is no external enemy. The only enemy you have is your own defilement. So, in this retreat, please don't find fault in others. But try to be more appreciative to what others have done for you. Okay? Okay, so and lastly, when you come into the meditation hall, through our many years experience, when you come into a meditation hall, most people lack of mindfulness. For example, shutting the door very loudly. You can imagine if people come late, everybody shut the door very loudly, then the yogis will be disturbed. So the moment you want to enter this meditation hall, try to be very mindful. Slow down your pace. You're moving the door very slowly. Slowly. Slow motion. Open also slow motion. Remember this point because you have to enter into door many, many times in a day. Huh? Let it open. If in the afternoon, we can let the door open. Only in the evening, we close the mosquito net door. Otherwise, let it open. If not, so many people come in and out. It creates so much noise that become disturbing. Any question about the practice? Okay. How to keep a person awake? Because sloth and torpor is one of the five hindrances, especially for the first day. I thought I'm going to deal this one tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to deal how to overcome your five hindrances. But since you asked today, I will talk a little bit. For the first day, there are three enemies. For the first day, second day, third day, there are three enemies will follow you. Okay? The first is sleepiness. Second is restlessness. The third is pain. These three, no one can avoid. Unless you practice, you have daily practice. Practice 3 hours in a day before you come. Otherwise, you have to face this tree for the first 3 days. So the first 3 days is very challenging. Okay, so how to overcome the sleepiness? The first one, we must understand what caused sleepiness. So what caused sleepiness? First is overeating. Alright? So lunchtime, don't eat until you have to loosen your belt. So don't overeating, but don't eat too less that you feel hungry at night. Middle path, middle way. So first, you must avoid overeating. Secondly, you must have good sleep at night. If at night you cannot sleep well, then it will cause a lot of sleepiness. The third, after lunch, unless you have chores, please go and sleep. You must sleep after lunch, at least 20 minutes. If you don't sleep after lunch, the next sitting, loss of sleepiness. Because for today maybe not so sleepy, but for tomorrow, we got to get up very early. So since we have to get up very early, then lunch, we need to take a nap to recover the energy. Okay? And if you can, all this fulfill, you can sleep well and eat less. And also, fourthly, you must have interest on your breath. If you are not interested on the breath, soon you get sleepy. However, if sleepiness arises in you, you must learn some technique, which I will deal in detail tomorrow, but today I will teach you some first. If your mindfulness is sharp, the moment you feel sleepy, the moment you feel that your mindfulness lose the object of the breath, and since your mindfulness is so sharp and keen, you know it, that immediately you should aware there is sleepiness. Your mind started to become dull. So mindfulness know sleepiness creeps in. So directly look at that dullness of the mind. Directly aware of it. Take it as an object of your observation. Put aside the breath first, then look at this sleepiness. Just like you look at one object. Look at it, then if your mindfulness is sharp, then the sleepiness will go away directly, immediately. You learn this technique. I have shared this technique for many people, and many people can do it well. And so many people don't know that the sleepiness also can be observed in this way. Secondly, if this method, but this way of overcoming sleepiness need sharp mindfulness. You don't wait until you nod your head like that, only you start to aware. It's too late already. Your mindfulness must quick the moment your mind lose the breath and down and lose the breath, you must know there is sleepiness. You must recognize it first before you can take action. Okay? Don't wait until your body sway and noting your head only, you start to know that it cannot cure the sleepiness by noting anymore. At the time, you can stand up. Do standing meditation. Especially when you sit in the middle, while doing standing meditation aware of your breath, you also afraid. If you fall asleep, you will fall down and bang to other people. Because of this conscious, you will keep your mind alert. Otherwise, you bang other people, the whole meditation hall, the whole yogi will open the eyes and look at you. It's very shameful, right? So because of that conscious, then your mind will be alert. So when you are too sleepy, please stand up and do standing meditation on your cushion or beside the cushion on the floor. Do standing meditation. I never see people fall down during standing meditation. So try this one. Try this one for the first day. Then second day, I will share more effective way. Okay? Okay, any question? Yes? Samokai? Diaoji? Diaoji gai? Diaoji yung shu the fang fa, shu jui hao de. Shu, chong yi shu dao wu, yi yao shu. Shu tui zi diaoji jui hao de fang fa. Xi hu yi, xi hu er, xi hu san, xi hu shi, xi hu wu. 一直数数到啊，你就因为你的忙就在数嘛，你就不会想其他事情了。Okay, any other question? Yes. 嗯。Okay. 嗯。So when you count, is your consciousness go to the pain or not? But not fully go to the pain, right? Yes.Partially is okay. It's a correct way. Yes. Yes, correct. 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 You will not be hurt. You will not be hurt. But if you want, you can sit on the chair. You know? Sitting on a chair is the best way to overcome those who have too much pain. In USA...Because Americans, they cannot bear the pain. So most of the Americans choose to sit on a chair so they can avoid pain. So for the young people, you have to learn to deal with pain. But for old people, I would like to encourage you to sit on a chair. So in a day, you can 2-3 sitting, try on a chair, 2-3 sitting, try on the floor.Okay. So it's advisable. It's very common if you cannot sleep at night or you wake up very early in the morning. Let's say 2 o'clock you get up. And don't feel, don't be worried about unable to sleep or wake up too early. You should take this opportunity to strive continuously.Most successful meditators, they achieve high level of attainment because they sit through the night. Okay? Okay, so while waiting for the list of the donor today, let us start meditate first. Okay, I will give you guided meditation. Okay, sit properly.If you wear glasses, remove your glasses. Okay, then make your body straight. Don't bend the body. Let us relax the body first. Keep your attention on top of the head. Then say relax. Forehead, 额头, relax, 放松. Cheek, 双颊, 两个, 脸部, 放松, relax. 下巴, 放松, relax. Neck, 颈项, 放松, relax.肩膀放松 relax the eyebrow make sure that your facial expression is relaxed then both shoulder 肩膀放松背部 back 放松前胸放松Abdomen, 放松。腰部，放松。Lower abdomen, 放松。双臂 arm, both arms, 放松。双手 hands, 放松。Your buttock, 臀部放松。两只大腿 ，your leg 放松 ，your thigh 放松。膝盖 ，knee 放松。小腿放松。脚，两只脚放松。左脚的五个手脚趾放松 The toes of left right leg relax OK 告诉自己 Tell yourself The whole body relax The mind also Tell yourself to relax your mind告诉自己、啊、心也要放松然后现在呢 pay your attention to your breath in front of your face or under the nostril mindfully breathe in mindfully breathe out 把注意力放在你的鼻孔下面或者是鼻孔的周围然后告诉自己入吸出吸或者吸呼 in breath out breath or breathing in breathing out then count the breath breathing in breathing out one breathing in breathing out two breathing in breathing outThree, breathing in, breathing out. Four, breathing in, breathing out. Five, go back to one again. If you can follow the number, it means that your mind is concentrating. If you cannot, if you lose the number, it means that your mind is restless. Lastly, I want to remind you is that in the retreat, we are not only cultivating concentration. We also try to cultivate the good qualities of the mind. We need patience. Then we need metta. So to develop, cultivate the good quality of mind, you need patience. You need loving kindness toward the fellow practitioner.And you need gratitude and also respect. Respect to the teacher, respect to the work helpers, and respect to the Dhamma. Okay? And also the service you offer is one of the service you offer is to support your own meditation. Okay? So remember, even you cannot cultivate or cannot achieve good concentration, but you can cultivate other good qualities of mind.Okay, thank you.